You're listening to the Archaeology Podcast Network.
After defeating Byzantine imperial forces, the Bulgars named Pliska the first capital of the newly recognized First Bulgarian Empire. This is episode 274 for the 1st of October 2017. I'm Tristan Boyle, and this is ARC 365, a podcast today in 2017. Led by Khan Asparuk, the Bulgar army invaded lands that are now part of the modern-day Bulgaria, but were the province of the Byzantine Empire and were mostly inhabited by Slavic farmers. Emperor Constantine IV wasn't too happy about that and sent a force to deal with the Bulgars. However, it didn't go so well for them, and the empire was forced to sign a treaty that recognized the Bulgar state in 681 CE. It was the first state recognized in the Balkans by the empire. I like to think that Constantine at one point shook his fist to the air and yelled, "Khan!" That was a terrible joke, Chris. That was really bad. You know, the writers for this, sometimes they just have a really bad sense of humor. Just want to point that out. I did not make that joke. Pliska was named capital and remained a capital from 1681 to 893 CE. The city was once about 22 square kilometers and surrounded by earthen ramparts. An inner stone fortification contained the palace and the buildings that belonged to the aristocracy. During what was nearly a century of growth for the Bulgars and the Byzantine Empire, both empires were at constant war and conflict. Constantine V oversaw 9 campaigns against the Bulgars between 741 and 775 CE. Emperor Nikephoros I's campaign in 811 burned the royal residence at Pliska. The Bulgarian leader Khan Krum abandoned Pliska when he realized they weren't prepared to withstand an army. The Byzantines plundered the palace and burned the wooden building to the ground. Soon after, however, Krum returned and drove out the invaders. There were advances and setbacks over the next couple hundred years, but ultimately Pliska was destroyed sometime between 969 and 972 CE and was not rebuilt. This was the end of the first Bulgarian state. So, what remains, and what have archaeologists uncovered and learned? The original earthen ramparts that were constructed shortly after the Bulgars settled in the Pliska Plain are still visible today. It's been suggested, however, that the ramparts were not constructed all at once. Inside the ramparts is an area known as the Outer Town that has consisted of multiple groupings of modest cottages with space between for flocks of livestock and horses, a layout that might harken back to the Bulgars' nomadic roots. The capital at Pliska cooperated with the local Slavs and formed a mixed pastoral and agricultural economy. The inner town, which was likely built later, consisted of a palace, a basilica, and aristocratic buildings inside a stone fortification. So, it went inner town, surrounded by outer town, surrounded by the earthen ramparts. There is still a modern village at Pliska that lies about 3 kilometers south of the ruins. The old ruins are a site of the National Archaeological Reserve. There are ruins of the Great and Small Palace, the strong stone fortifications, and the Great Basilica. Thank you for listening to this episode of 365 Days of Archaeology. You can find all the other episodes over at arcpodnet.com. You can also sign up to be a member and get extra free goodies for doing so, and know that you're supporting the network. We have a lot of other shows on the network as well. You can go and check those out and catch them on your favorite podcast app or online. Thank you again for listening, and remember to tweet us at ArcPodNet.
That's it for this episode of ARC 365. Please share this episode on your social media sites so others can have fun and learn about archaeology too. Please consider a donation to ARC 365 by sponsoring an episode for just $35. You can find the sponsor page at www.archaeologypodcastnetwork.com/sponsor-arc-365. Thanks and have a great 2017 with the Archaeology Podcast Network. The song Storm Diggin' was written, performed, and recorded by Steve Webster. This show is produced by Chris Webster and Tristan Boyle. and was edited by Chris Webster.
This has been a presentation of the Archaeology Podcast Network. Visit us on the web for show notes and other podcasts at www.archpodnet.com. Contact us at chris@archaeologypodcastnetwork.com.